1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Hello?
May I speak to Sean Sh**, please?
Yeah, this is him.
My name's Noah from the Oregon Donor Network.
Oh, hey, what's up?
The reason I'm calling is I see here that you've registered to donate your organs.
Yeah, my brother finally convinced me that it's the right thing to do. I guess I've been slacking on that.
Well, that's great to hear. As you know, over 30,000 life-saving organ transplants happen every year. So it goes without saying that we're very grateful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course.
Also, when you registered, we took down your information, like your birth date and your blood type. But I'm seeing here we do need to get just a few more questions answered on your donor bio in order to make it official. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. And before we start, your honesty is really important here because it affects the accuracy of our data. All right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Great. So first question, how many times per week are you with yourself?
What? What do you mean with myself?
You know, if you're alone with just you there and you wanted to have a little fun with your own body, how many times would you say that happens per week?
How does this have anything to do with organ donation?
Well, because a healthy body releases toxins and other things, and we just want to know how many times per week you're quote-unquote healthy.
I honestly don't even know if I want to answer that question. I don't get how this equates to that.
You know, just the other day, we helped a young boy get a new liver because of someone who's healthy with themselves, hopefully like you are. And so we only need to have like two or so of these questions answered. We just really need to know.
I just don't know why an organ donation place would need this information.
Okay, well, I think I've explained that. What are we saying here? Like, are we talking once, twice, 15 times in a week?
15?
Where are you at?
I mean, I do have a girlfriend.
That doesn't change anything, Sean. I need to know not you and your girlfriend, just you and yourself. And remember, your answer could save lives. This is really important.
Okay, out of 3 times, sometimes 4.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Why did your voice change? Why are you being weird?
No, I'm not being weird, Sean. I'm just wondering, are you a stallion or are you a show pony? Which way you leaning, Ross?
Okay, I feel like this is very unprofessional. I don't even know if I want my organs donated to a place that hires people like you.
I'm just trying to get an accurate measurement here. If we send you a notebook, would you be able to log the times and the dates in there for us?
Oh, come on.
Just for accuracy.
This is ridiculous. I'm not going to do that for you.
But Sean, this is what's going to help us approve you, officially, in order to save lives.
Well, then maybe I don't want to save lives anymore.
Sean, you don't really mean that, okay? Let us just send you out the Whacker Tracker. You can give it a try.
The what?
The Whacker Tracker. That's what we call the device that monitors
this
you.
This cannot be a real thing.
You're going to receive one in the next week from us, and then make sure that when you're filling that out,
don't
we also...
Don't send me that. What if my girlfriend finds it?
Tell her you're doing it to save lives. She'll understand.
Oh, I'm sure she would. Is that what you tell your girlfriend or wife? Oh, hey, I'm just doing this to save lives.
I do. I'm in there saving lives 5, 6, 7 times a day sometimes.
A day?
Yeah. In fact, I was saving a life 5 minutes before I got on the phone with you.
Oh, okay. I don't even know that information. Okay. Do not send me this notebook. I don't even want to say the name because that's ridiculous.
It's called the Whacker Tracker, Sean. Plus, we need to know who you're thinking of while it's happening.
Who I'm thinking of? What does that matter?
I mean, I guess it's not the information that we technically use, but the research guys just get a big kick out of reading the answers, you know?
No. Okay, I'm going to talk to my brother and be like, I don't know who you sent me to or referred me to donate because this does not make any sense at all.
Well, Sean, I already talked to your brother.
What the hell are you talking about?
Who do you think came up with the Whacker Tracker idea? Not me. He's the sicko.
He doesn't work for the Organ Donation Network.
Yeah, and neither do I. I actually work on a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and we're doing a prank phone call on you.
So none of this is real?
No. This is a phone tap, man. Dude, I'm sorry, man. Your brother Kyle set you up for the phone tap. He said that he's been encouraging you to register as an organ donor forever, and he wanted us to mess with you about it.
I'm like, the Whacker Tracker?
Yeah. We need it to save lives, Sean.
Oh, I'm saving lives.
Exactly. Every time you go in the bathroom, there's a little boy or girl out there who's given hope.
You know, now I don't even know if I can go in the bathroom.
Oh, come on, Sean. Do it for the kids.
It's too much.